Hi, Tom. Shalom, Pax, Shanti, Om, Tat Sat, and all the good. Today was a day. Yesterday was freezing rain and a blizzard. Driving is really terrible. Not quite with you then, so have to watch driving a bit. This week is loused up, something terrible, because of the freezing rain I couldn't get back to meet two classes of mine. They wouldn't land in Winnipeg. I needed that day like a breath of air. Have to leave on Thursday again, which means canceling a couple of classes. Everything is so compacted, it's terrible. And I want to say I love you. How's your old back and the bones and everything else that goes with it? So just in case you might think that a vocation in the world is nicer, I just tell you. I was in Montreal, talked to some of the people of the Buck Memorial Society. One particular sends regards and regrets the embargo on communications. This being also the cause of my concern for your health. I mean, you know, vow of stability and all that jazz, but the Abbey of the Prairies here would be a nice exile where one could relax, come to one's strength, not be bugged, and so forth. But anyhow, gave a talk to a group of kids in Montreal under the auspices of Hillel on the question of the war. I wanted him to share with me my struggles of the difficulty of making any kind of pronunciamento, especially in the face of the basic unsaved exilic condition in which we are, and the conviction that says that before the Messiah, the body of the world has to bleed a little someplace. Maybe that all the peace efforts ought to be directed to keep the bleeding down to a minimum. I can see where we sooner or later will get to the point where we'll send one man to the moon, the Russians will send another man to the moon, and between the two men there would be a battle. And we'd be able to call on volunteers who'd be willing to be a sacrifice for the rest of mankind so there wouldn't be any war elsewhere. This could keep the whole machinery going, an economy that's built on very heavy hardware, and so forth. Standard of living. And every year, we'd have a few more peaceniks volunteer. I suppose I'd volunteer too, if I knew that this would stop the rest of the stuff. And we'll have big bonfires every night, you know, when it's new moon on the moon, and burn up all the napalm so it can be seen all the way to the earth. Will you tell someone to mail me a copy of Reflections of the Guilty Bystander and enclose a bill? I'll send a check in when I get it. I'd like to have a word inside there from you. I thought that ulcerous wail was a great thing. Yeah, you never answered me since I sent you that thing on Life magazine. Now, I'd like to get a word, just hello, or goodbye, or go to hell, or something from you, so at least I know you're alive. Otherwise, we'll get all kinds of schemes in my head, like Thomas Merton, the prisoner in a Catholic cookie factory, or cheese. And every noble impulse wants me to come down to Kentucky and pull you out. At the same time, while I know that you have no such problem and you're there because you want to be there, and that's part of your life struggle and what have you. But just a word would always be good. For the time being, I have nothing more to say, so I'm sending you only this one side. And just, I love you.